It's Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024. Let's talk about the news. From Nikkei Asia, China military's biggest shakeup in 9 years adds info, cyber, and space units. The Chinese Defense Ministry announced a reorganization of the country's military, the People's Liberation Army, or PLA, late last week, a move that seems to give more direct control to Chinese President Xi and loyalists within his government. The PLA now consists of ground, navy, air, and rocket branches, alongside information, aerospace, cyber, and joint logistics support arms. And while some analysts discussing this move have said that it seems likely, the reorganization was sparked in part by seeing which aspects of Russia's military setup has failed them during their invasion of Ukraine. Others have contended that this is primarily a means of ousting military leaders who were responsible for a series of flubs, embarrassments, and corruption schemes over the past decade or so, and of further consolidating military power under Xi's direct control. From the Wall Street Journal, unions take aim at South after UAW win. The United Auto Workers Union has won its first victory in the U.S. South, despite opposition from governors in the region who fought to keep them out of the Chattanooga, Tennessee Volkswagen plant, where they won 75% of cast worker ballots. This comes in the wake of other recent UAW victories across the U.S., including a major pay raise for union workers that was negotiated after launching a significant strike against the Big Three automakers in 2023. This is considered to be a vital moment for automakers and auto workers in the U.S., as the shift toward plug-in hybrids and electric vehicles is resulting in a lot of turnover, but also a surge of investment in new infrastructure. And these workers and the unions that represent them are trying to ensure their demands are worked into the math of the new auto industry that is emerging. And from Al Jazeera, two Mexican mayoral contenders found dead on same day. Two mayoral candidates were found dead on a single day in Mexico last week, bringing the total number of assassinations of candidates running in the upcoming presidential, congressional, and local elections to 17. Assassinations of candidates, especially those that run on a platform of opposing powerful cartels and clamping down on crime in general, is not uncommon in Mexico. And the killings are often quite brutal. Images of the slain person's body shared on social media by those who murdered them as a warning to others who might oppose them, and in some cases cartels even run their own candidates and threaten or kill anyone who runs against them. The Mexican government is now providing bodyguards for around 250 candidates, but those who are running for local positions, the ones that are most commonly targeted by cartels with local interests, are typically last on the list for such protections. If you're finding some value in One Sentence News, consider leaving a quick review wherever you get your podcasts and/or sharing the show with a friend. You can find out more about this show or subscribe to the email version at onesentencenews.com, and you can support this and other related projects like the Let's Know Things and Brain Lenses podcasts at understandery.com.